T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Vegas odds update from Bet Online. The Cowboys make or miss the playoffs. What is the favorite in Vegas?
The favorite's going to be make.
The favorite is make. It's 5-7 to make, 11-10 to miss.
So see, basically even money. It's a regular bet. It's 11-10, so it's -110 that they miss.
And it's the exact opposite for Filthy. Has to be, right? Because one team is making it out of this division. The slight favorite is for Philly to miss the playoffs. Super Bowl favorite is
Baltimore?
It is Baltimore. This was before last night. They were 9-4. Of course, Lamar Jackson goes crazy. They beat the Jets 42-21. So much for me thinking the Jets could cover the spread, possibly. Ravens are number one. Who is number two?
This could be tough. I'm going to guess the Saints.
I'm going to guess that they actually have... I'm going to say the Chiefs at two.
Both incorrect.
Pats?
Is it the 49ers?
New England.
Ah,
9-2. Why would they do that?
Brady money. Bill money. They don't want to get burned.
Yeah.
People still think that they just got this magic. They'll just turn it on. So they're gonna have a lot of money bet on them anyway. Right. There's a reason that Tom has that jersey sale.
So. It's Baltimore, then New England, then
San Fran.
It is San Fran at 5-1. Then
New Orleans.
No.
Kansas City.
Yes. Kansas City 7-1. Man, I was hoping the Chiefs were like a little bit worse.
Yeah, like 10-1 or something.
Right, like 10-1. And then it's the Saints at 15-2. Again, this is to win the Super Bowl. With that line drawn. Saints at 15-2. Where are the Cowboys?
I don't think their odds have dropped that much because they're still going to be in the playoffs most likely. I'll say 25-1.
To win the Super Bowl, Cowboys.
30-1.
It was 25-1 on December 4th. On today, December 13th, it's 40-1.
You know what? I'll do it.
40-1. Choppy's going to put the money in right now.
I mean, what's $10? Put $10 on it and they get hot.
Rich people, it's nothing. You've been on fire.
You got to spend money to make money. I'm not the Texas Rangers here. I'm willing to spend.
The Seahawks, here are the teams above the Cowboys at 40-1 to win it all. Seahawks 12-1. Green Bay 14-1. Man, did you hear? Who did you send yesterday? Was it Dominique?
Dominique Foxworth. Oh. Inject that right into my veins.
Naming 8 quarterbacks better than Aaron Rodgers, and he put Ryan Tannehill on the list. Yeah. 8 quarterbacks right now better than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and disagree with him on the Ryan Tannehill thing.
Ryan Tannehill might be playing better than 90% of the quarterbacks going in the NFL right now.
He's very well. There's no doubt about
it. I'm not saying he is better. I'm just saying he's playing better.
That was the topic. Who's better? You know, not like right now, but Green Bay's 14-1. Minnesota. And Philly are 33-1. How can Philly be 33-1 and us 40-1?
I think they think that if they get in the playoffs, they have a better chance of advancing.
Ooh.
A pedigree.
So we are tied with the Armpit and Tennessee at 40-1. Buffalo and the Rams, along with Pittsburgh, are 50-1. And then you got Chicago and Cleveland, whatever. Who cares? Odds win the NFC East. We are 4-5. Philly is 20-21. So that's basically even money. The Ravens are 1-150 to win the AFC North. That was before last night's win. MVP favorite?
Lamar.
Before last night, it was 1-10. Those odds have gotten worse, obviously.
What was second? I imagine Russ, but what was the number?
6-1. Russell's 6-1 right now. Aaron Rodgers, 33-1. Then Michael Thomas, 66-1. Mahomes and Deshaun Watson off the board. Josh Jacobs, NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year, 1-3. Kyler is second. Defensive Player of the Year, boys.
No A.J. Brown?
Oh, we're not talking about A.J. Brown like you did in the commercial. We're not wasting time on A.J. Brown, the Titans.
Defensive player of the year.
Man.
A Bosa?
I think Bosa's going to be in that conversation.
Bosa's 9-1. But sixth best odds.
Sixth best?
Is Donald still going to be up there by name recognition? And
Donald's second at 5-1.
Second on the list.
I have no idea.
Member of the secondary. Another clue. Not this one.
Gilmore?
Yeah, it's Gilmore.
Wow, okay.
Gilmore's the favorite at 4-1, then Aaron Donald, then TJ Watt.
Oh, could have had him. But, I mean, yeah. You can't put his hand in the ground.
Coach of the year favorite.
You know,
from Bet Online in Vegas.
I would give it to Mike Tomlin.
I think it's going to be Shanahan.
It is Kyle Shanahan, 2-1. Then Sean McDermott, Choppy's boy in Buffalo. Then John Harbaugh. Then Tomlin. Then Matt LaFleur, Pete
Carroll.
Are
we really still talking about that?
Hey, sorry, Coach.
You ain't on the list.
All right, guess the odds for Joe Burrow to win the Heisman.
Oh, 1.
1 to 30.
1 to, well.
Not even close.
Is it not? Because I think Chase Young has at least made, like, a reasonable
Chase
argument.
Young isn't even second.
Yeah, Roy.
I know.
There's no one second.
No one. Chase third. Young has not made a reasonable
one
case.
To what?
1 to 75.
1 to 200.
1 what? To 1,000.
1 to 300.
Oh. Yeah.
Joe Burrow is 1 to 300. Jalen Hurts is 25 to 1. Then Chase Young and Justin Fields, 33 to 1. Will Burrow break OJ's record of 855 first place votes? What's the favorite?
The favorite's yes.
The favorite is no.
Ooh.
Minus 1,000. So 1 to 10.
Ooh.
On no, yes, is 5 to 1. If you think Joe Burrow is going to get more than 855 first place votes, you put down $10, you get 50 on that.
Yeah, put down $10. Take right. a stab at it.
Stop it.
Championship favorite to win it all? College?
Ohio State. I'm sorry.
Clemson. LSU.
Clemson. Clemson will be the favorite.
LSU. Roy, college football expert.
Come on now.
Roy's 5-4. Clemson's 9-4. Ohio State's 5-2. And Oklahoma's 14-1.
Okay, you know what? Now thinking about
the best team in college football right now.
Nah,
man.
It makes sense because Ohio State and Clemson have a tougher first round matchup, so LSU's guaranteed to be there almost.
Will the Patriots be fined by the NFL for the Bengals recording?
No.
Fined? Yes, they'll be fined.
Yes is minus 200. No is plus 150.
Yeah, they'll be fined.
So yes is the favorite. Will the Patriots lose any draft picks?
No.
No is the favorite. Minus 200, yes, plus 150.
By the way, if you find them, you admit that they did something wrong.
Right. Regular season record for the 2019 NFC East champion.
8-8.
8-8 is the favorite at 1-2. 7-9 record is 5-4 odds. 9-7 is 10-1 odds.
They definitely don't think anybody's going 9-7.
No. Let's get to the rest of your football weekend. Choppy says 11 different ways to make you money with the degenerate.
After 18-4 over 2 weeks, we had to give the casinos a reason to keep allowing us to bet. So we went 5-6-1.
Okay.
And that's not bad. I'll take 5-6-1 after 18-4.
Sure.
11 selections for you, including a special 12th and 13th selection. Carolina plus 6 against Seattle. At home. They're playing in Carolina. This is a dog day afternoon, by the way. Cincinnati plus 9.5 against the Patriots.
I like it. Andy Dalton back.
He's been back.
No, he has been back, but I think Cincinnati's still being bet like he's not.
Yeah.
Even who cares? He's Andy Dalton. He stinks.
He does stink.
What are you talking about, Andy Dalton?
But so is the Patriots offense. Detroit plus 4 against Tampa.
Go back from the very beginning and just do those real quick. This is why I shouldn't gamble, because football wise, I would tell you, I'll give you the football. Watch the games versus the real experts with the numbers.
All right, so these are all that I got were the multiple agreements by the algorithm. Okay, all the algorithms would agree.
All right, go ahead.
Carolina plus 6 at home against Seattle.
Okay, even though Carolina's not playing well,
right.
I'd be afraid of that.
Cincinnati plus 9.5 at home against New England.
I would still probably bet New England, but okay.
Detroit plus 4 at home against Tampa.
Plus 4 at home against Tampa. I would probably take the Bucs.
I would too. I would think the Bucs too. Chicago plus four at Green Bay.
Okay. I'd probably stay away from that.
All right. How about this one? Denver plus 10 at Kansas City.
I'd probably stay away from that with the way Drew Lock's playing.
Giants minus 3.5 at home against Miami.
Minus 3.5 with Eli. Yeah. I might lean towards Miami, but I'd be scared of that.
This is a keep an eye on who the quarterback might be game, right? Tennessee minus 3 at home against Houston.
Yeah, I'd be scared of that.
These are tough.
Because Houston, I mean, you never know what they're going to do. They just sucked, so they'll probably play well.
These are tough. Washington plus 5 at home against Philly.
Tough. Gosh.
Jacksonville plus 6.5 at Oakland.
Jacksonville plus 6.5 at Oakland. Yeah, I can see taking that. All right, enough with me. Go ahead, get through your picks.
Chargers plus 2.5 at home against Minnesota. And Indianapolis plus 9 at New Orleans. Now, here you go. Even money. Money line wins.
So just pick the straight up
winner. Just pick the straight up winner.
And it's even. You don't no odds.
Even money. You bet 100, you win 100. New England, Kansas City, New Orleans, San Francisco. New England over Cincinnati. Kansas City over Denver. New Orleans over Indy. San Fran over Atlanta. You can also tease those at 2.5 to 1. So you're getting those at like 3 points each. So those are two, I think, fantastic ways to guarantee yourself some money on those two. We'll put these all at RJ Choppy. And the at 105thefan.com is going to be the video coming up today.
Oh, nice.
Degenerate Football Podcast.
So you got a video and at RJ Choppy on Twitter. You know what?
It's a special video today, too, talking about Cowboy trends.